Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Previously, on season one of Blood Ties.
Now, this isn't just some fight over justice anymore. If this stuff about another Richland kid becomes public, it could cost us, I don't even know how much money. Us, you, and me, personally, I'm not helping you anymore. You are on your own.
Fine, but just don't try and stop me, okay? Just don't work with them. Can you promise me that?
No, I can't promise that, Eleanor. Because what you're trying to do now is threatening me. Sophie, please just listen.
Nurse is saying you were high during surgery? Self-prescription of controlled opioids? You've had 3 reviews in the past year.
It's not true.
You hid all of this from me, okay? You lied the whole time about everything. Her family is going to sue you.
No, money isn't an issue anymore, Soph. I can fight anyone. I'm going to take a job at Richland now.
I know about the boy, Nancy. I just found out today, and I think it's really, really wonderful.
Do you think that's enough?
That's the voice of the late Dr. Peter Richland in an explosive new recording that came to light early this morning. A front page story in the Times alleges decades of sexual misconduct by the once beloved physician. Shares of Richland Health Services stock were down sharply.
Hello?
Michael, it's me.
Dad?
A listener note, this episode contains adult content.
Oh my God, 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 kill me now, please, kill me now, please, kill me now, oh my God, oh my God.
30 seconds to go!
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Almost at 9,000 feet! 3, 2...
I know you already know this, but I'm not really the skydiving type. But I'm pushing myself to try new things. Although I have to say, this feeling, plummeting like this, totally out of control, alone, except for the 250-pound guy I'm strapped to, it all feels very familiar. It reminds me of my old life, 6 months ago. But now it's summertime, 4th of July, I'm living across the country. I'm looking out at the Pacific Ocean, beautiful Oregon forests and rivers, and everything that happened last year with my parents and my brother, that all feels really far away.
Is that your phone? I like your ringtone.
Thank you.
Legs up, legs up.
I feel good. I like my colleagues on the faculty. I love my work. And now I can finally say I'm not afraid anymore. Although I should be. Because as bad as last winter was, this summer's going to be so much worse.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From Wondery, this is the second season of Blood Ties.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shooby dooby.
And you'll find your fortune falling all over town. Yeah, pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
This is episode one, Independence Day.
Oh, if it isn't David Hammer, my favorite CEO.
Eleanor. Hey, great news. We're golden. Deal is done.
It is?
Yeah, I just got the okay from your lawyer. We can sign tomorrow after the board meeting.
But I'm not going to be at the board meeting because I have exams to grade and grant proposals to write.
Okay, great. Then work on the flight.
What?
I'm sending the company jet for you.
David, I got to be honest. I kind of don't want to do that at all.
But I think it would be a nice gesture for you to show up in person, to show that this is a friendly breakup, you know, a conscious uncoupling between Richland Health and his favorite daughter.
Fine. Okay, one last spin on the company jet, I guess.
Fantastic. I'm going to hand you off to Donna for the details, okay?
Oh, wait. Hey, David? David?
In just 3 days, Richland Health Services will launch a new era in healthcare for you, for your children. For the future.
Ms. Richland, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you.
Something to drink?
No, thank you.
Just wanted to tell you, on behalf of everyone who still works here at RHS, go fuck yourself.
What? Excuse me?
They wanted to destroy the legacy of a great man and drag his name through the mud, and you helped them do it.
I don't think that's really appropriate.
And in the meantime, anything I can do for you, just give a shout. We'll be touching down in Boulder in just over an hour.
Boulder?
We'll be picking up your brother, Michael.
What?
Hey, labor and delivery, this way?
Yep, right through there.
Sorry, this area is closed to visitors.
Oh, not a visitor. A parent here to check on the little guy.
Name?
Michael Richland. Martin. Sophie Martin is the mom, probably under her name.
Right. Hold on, I just need to check.
Look, I just want to pop in and see my son really quick, I promise. You don't have to call. Please, don't call.
I know who you are. You used to work here, right?
Look, right now, I'm just a very nervous first-time dad who wants to see his little boy. Please.
Sorry, Dad, but they said you might show up.
Gertie?
Damn it.
We have a problem in the nursery.
Dr. Richland, stop. Security.
Is that him?
Damn. Ow! Okay, guys. I'm already leaving. Ow! Okay, yo, easy there, Tiger.
Come on, sir.
I'm on my way out. Call Sophie. She's the mother. I can talk to her. God damn it.
voicemail, please leave a message.
Soph, I have to leave for New York in a few hours. Please let me see him before I've got to go, please. Anyway, I'm not giving up. I will be back soon. Damn it.
Dr. Richland, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Michael.
There she is.
You, me, the same corporate jet. What a coincidence.
Hey, long time.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. He's beautiful.
Pictures?
Not now.
Please don't sit down next to me.
You just asked me to see pictures of my kid. Elle, come on. It's been 6 months. You don't call me back. You don't text. Let's talk through this.
I don't need to, Michael. What you did was crystal clear.
Fine, fine. Okay. Well, you seem awfully calm about this whole airplane thing.
Yeah, people change.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm sober now.
I doubt that very much.
Seeing anyone in New York while you're out, any of the old...
Michael, why don't you just ask me whatever David Hammer asked you to ask me so this conversation can be over, okay?
Fine. Are you currently in contact with anyone involved in any of the lawsuits pending against our company?
No. And it's your company, not mine.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm getting out.
Out? Out how?
The company's buying back my shares.
Huh. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes. Can you please find a different seat now?
Fine. Nice catching up with you too.
Would you like something to drink, Dr. Richland?
I'll have a Diet Coke.
Coming right up.
They're still out there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You think they'll ever stop attacking Dad like that?
You know, maybe the driver should take us in through the garage.
Why?
Al, they're not attacking Dad. They're protesting the lawsuits. They're protesting against the women. They're protesting against you.
What?
Every time these people go to the doctor or the drugstore, whose logo do they see? Dad's. Who built the synthetic valve that's keeping their parents alive? Dad, you threaten his company. They feel like you're threatening their health.
There she is! You traitor! You bitch! Fucking bitch!
This is nuts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll step away from the windows. I know it's a fun show out there, but it's time to get started. Later we can go up on the roof and drop pennies on them. For those of you I've only met on conference calls up to now, it's great for us all to be in one room, especially with Peter Richland's two children here.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, it's no secret that it's been quite a shitstorm to navigate this company through as acting CEO, only to know I'm going to be thrown overboard when you find someone better. First of all, the civil suits against RHS regarding Peter Richland's alleged misconduct. We're fighting for our lives in court right now, and...
Wait a minute, I thought we were settling with them all.
When it was three women, fine, but we're up to 17 lawsuits, which means we fight hard. We're going to turn this around. First slide. Our biggest issue, though, is our P&L is upside down. Share prices are in the toilet. First slide, please. Varicor. We're launching Varicor.
What? No way.
It'll be ready for market by fall.
Wait a second. Anyone remember when my father wanted to launch Farrakor in 2016?
Yep, I do. It wasn't ready. But guess what? We never gave up, or rather your father never gave up. In fact, he kept trying. He kept trying so hard that he leveraged the profits from our core business on the R&D. Now, as the board is painfully aware, this is the big reason our balance sheet is so spectacularly fucked right now. But there is a silver lining. It looks like, as with everything else, the old man was right in the end. The drug works.
What's Varicor?
It's a poly pill. All the medications you need to prevent a heart attack.
In a single beautiful pill. This is the Holy Grail. Your dad saw it years before anyone else here. Pharma is the future of this company, and it's going to remind the world why they love Richland Health.
David, can you tell me why this is the first time I'm hearing about any of this?
Mm-hmm. When you went back to Boulder, you said you wanted to be totally offline, so we respected that.
That's bullshit, and you know it. I'm chief medical officer of this company, and, oh, also one of its largest shareholders.
David, did you not tell him?
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but the board came to another decision this morning. You're out as CMO.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, thank you, guys. And what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, go fuck yourself.
Michael, look, listen, this is a very fragile time for the company.
Because I'm going to tell you and all these psychos out there protesting that you kicked Peter Richland's son out of his own company.
Michael.
These are terrifying people. They're insane. And they're all Richland Health has got left.
Michael, I'm sorry. The decision has been made.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. What are you doing?
Me? Oh, this, I'm just tweeting.
Michael.
David, what's your handle? I want to make sure I include everybody in this.
Hilarious. Okay, look, Michael, just stop it.
Hold on.
Please.
Sorry.
Michael.
Sorry, I'm searching. Let's see. David Hammer. David Hammer.
This is ridiculous, Michael.
We going with at Hammer Time with this?
Really?
At King David? No.
I mean, this is the reason. All right, fine. Just put the phone down, please.
At GerbilFan69.
David, are you
going to
get
Michael.
Here we are. How could I not see this sooner? It's so perfectly obvious. At David Hammer RHS.
Will you put the phone down, Michael?
So here's the deal. At David Hammer RHS, you are going to keep me on as chief medical officer and give me a role in this very important, literally medical initiative.
The board will have to discuss it.
Eleanor, too.
That's not happening.
No, Michael, I'm not.
No, it's not happening.
What? She's perfect. She has a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing researcher. She's a data person. She's great for this. United front, family standing strong. Ba, 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 ba. It's perfect.
No, I'm still out.
Stop. Come on. You're not really giving your shares up.
I am. I mean it.
All right, then.
If I could continue. I was going to get to this at the end, but maybe now is the appropriate time. As you know, Eleanor Richland is selling her shares back to the company. She's moving on. We thank her for her support of this company, for trusting us with her father's legacy, and we wish her all the best.
Need to talk. Urgent.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Ready for you, Eleanor?
What the hell is that out in the crowd? That thing?
That's an effigy. They're protesters. Protests have effigies. It's like a meme or something.
It has a noose around its neck.
Well, they're angry at it.
Who's it supposed to be? Oh my God, that's Nancy Reyes. Oh my God.
Security!
Yes, sir.
Get someone out there. Put that fire out. Jesus Christ.
Right away, sir.
It's the third time this month. Listen, it's mad right now, I know. It'll die down eventually.
Santino Reyes.
What about him?
You're stonewalling him.
Eleanor, we talked about this.
We did, and you said you were going to drop the countersuit against him, have you?
We told your attorney. We can't.
All right, then I'm not signing.
If we give Santino his shares, I mean, who's to say 15 more children of Peter Richland won't come out of the woodwork?
Then I'm keeping my shares.
Now, Eleanor...
Not until you execute the will as written.
Your attorney said this was settled.
I don't care. Santino Reyes gets what he's owed or I don't sign.
Eleanor. Hey, Eleanor. Wait up. I disabled the login.
Excuse me?
Come on. It's me you're talking to. You're logging on almost every night with an old account. Looking around, checking things out.
Maybe you should be asking my brother about this.
Michael's an employee. He has a login. You're still one of the largest shareholders. And part of the family.
Okay.
So, something you want to know? Do you have a question? Just ask me.
Do you really think it's a good idea to fight these women's claims?
The people in leadership weren't aware of Peter Richland's personal behavior.
Really? David?
Eleanor, we have no choice. If we settle for what they're asking with our current financial situation, that's the end of RHS. Full stop. My sincere hope is that Varicor can change all that. And then maybe we'll have more options.
Well, I hope it's ready for market before we all have heart attacks and die.
You sound just like your father.
My father would have said, David, don't fuck this up.
over there with that, guys. Careful, careful, please. That's like my dad's favorite Rauschenberg. Okay? Okay.
Okay, Michael, here are the files you asked for.
Right. Oh, nice. These go all the way back?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. I need to focus. Do you mind closing the door?
Sure thing.
Thanks. All right. FDA Form 1571. Investigational new drug application for Varicor. You had me at hello.
Nancy.
Eleanor. Hold on. We'll talk here. This is about as far from my apartment as I can go these days. Let me enjoy it for a moment. What brings you to town?
Oh, you know, some company stuff, hopefully for the last time.
How's Oregon?
It's good. It's really good.
I'm glad.
So, Nancy, I know RHS is still not giving Santino what he's owed, and I'm still trying to help you.
Stop. Stop right there.
What?
Please.
But I can get Santino his inheritance.
Eleanor, when you first came to me, I told you stop. Then you followed me to Mexico, and I said stop. Against my better judgment, I followed your lead. Now you're back here again, so for the third time, please, stop. Okay? RHS stalked me for years. They ruined my career, my name, threatened me, my boy. What the public is doing to us now? Now that my story's out there? It's so much worse.
Look, I know it hasn't been easy, but we need to keep fighting for what you deserve.
Fighting costs money. Okay, the lawyers charged us a fortune just to file the papers to execute the will as directed.
Santino is entitled to hundreds of millions of dollars.
If we win. And if we don't, all we got is lawyers to pay.
I can keep helping you.
No. Even with your help, it's just not worth it.
Where is Santino? Can I talk to him?
He's upstairs. He doesn't want to talk to you. Look, I appreciate what you tried to do, but please, listen to me this time when I say stop. They are never gonna let us win.
Oh, hello.
Michael?
Governor.
Your father wants to talk.
Yeah, of course. How is he?
Not well. Not well at all.
From Wondery, this is episode 1 of 6 of season 2 of Blood Ties. Blood Ties stars Gillian Jacobs, Josh Gad, Amy Landecker, Dominic Monaghan, and Wayne Knight. Also featured in this episode is Gordon Green, Deborah Geffner, Ariana Ortiz, Tim Moore, Lauren Singerman, and Haley Rossum. Written by Benjamin Gray. Directed by Marshall Louis. Story by Benjamin Gray and Marshall Louis. Sound design and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Produced by April Lamb. Audio engineering by Marcelino Villarpando, Sergio Enriquez, and Tim Moore. Additional editing by Mark Bush. Executive producers are Megan Monaco, Marshall Louis, and Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.